You can't work in conditions like that. No, I don't know how Eskimos live, but I can't do it. I'm going to sit in front of the furnace and let my shoes melt on the radiator.
I'm from out here, but it's really cold out here.
We had company coming in from Wisconsin last week, and it was nice, but this week is cold.
It may never rain in Southern California, but boy, does it freeze. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you watched some of that football. Wow. Crazy week with a double overtime game. Who knew Peyton Manning didn't have it in him? Did anybody nail the score? We'll get to that. But first, we go to my pal, Annie Zadarovich, who lives in Los Angeles in Westlake Village. Annie, what's the scoop with these chilly temps in Los Angeles? The people there can't deal, can they?
We can't deal with it, Kate. Absolutely can't deal with it. I mean, I don't know if you even caught the Golden Globes tonight, but all those idiot actresses out there in their little halter tops and their halter dresses, you know, they were showing a lot more than skin out there, babes, because let me tell you, people are freezing here. We're not used to 30 degrees. Let me tell you. They had a lot of vodka tonics afterwards to go out in that cold, let me tell you.
Yeah, no kidding. In L.A., it was, you know, like Woodland Hills, that area. Usually you'll talk about sometimes in the summer triple-digit temperatures, but 30 degrees on Sunday. You, as I said, you're in Tony Westlake Village. Was it the same thing there?
Well, yeah, Westlake Village is basically about 8 miles from Malibu. We're right in the mountain area of Malibu, right across the canyon road is Malibu, and Malibu is freezing to death as well. I mean, it's like 31, 32 degrees. I mean, I have a poor dog whose arthritis has just gone crazy and had to go to the vet because, you know, it's substandard cold for us. We're not used to it. Even the dogs can't catch a break. We're just not used to it, Kate. We're used to 105, 106 in the summer, and we're not, you know, usually it's about 80 degrees. It's like the high today was 53. 53! I mean, come on, we don't live in Manitoba, Minnesota.
I bet you there was a run on coats. I mean, what'd you do, run down to Dillard's? There's no coats left, or Macy's, or Saks, or any of those places.
Coats? I went out and bought some flannel sheets. When did you think when you live in Southern California you ever needed to buy flannel sheets? I mean, come on, Kate. Really, seriously, I mean, it's like a scene from Grumpy Old Ben. We're all freezing our asses off over here.
All right, so here's the thing. There is some seriousness to this. You mentioned your dog and the arthritis. Other people are talking about problems with pets. And then plus the citrus crop. I mean, California, it's about oranges and all this other kind of stuff. So there's got to be some damages to crops here. Strawberries, that's got to be another one.
Yeah, huge damage to the crops and everything. I mean, literally, all joking aside, it's getting down to 31, 32, 33, 34 degrees, which I know is not cold to other people around the country, but for L.A., our lows are normally in the high 40s or low 50s. And the orange crops, strawberry crops, tomato crops, all those crops, I mean, it's freezing. So if it's a crop that can't, you know, stand the freezing temperatures, it's toast. I mean, you're going to be drinking a lot of that Florida orange juice crap this year.
I agree with you. I don't like it. With pulp or without? Do you like it with pulp?
No pulp. What
no
do I pulp. Want all that stuff in my mouth for? If I wanted to have an orange with all the pulp, I'd eat an orange. I want the orange juice because I don't want all that junk in my mouth.
That's why we're friends. I hate it. I had to strain it out. People always say, it's got the pulp in it. I don't want the pulp in it.
Yeah, like somebody gives you a screwdriver and it's got all that pulp in it. Are you kidding me? Just give you the orange juice and the little Grey Goose on the side. I mean, what do you need all the pulp for?
I agree.
Pulp.
I agree. And so I can imagine this because in California, as you're mentioning, and people, I'm sure, across America listening to the show are chuckling because they think you're a bunch of sissies since, you know, you mentioned Minnesota, and those people are hardy there. They can take it 20 below, 30 below, the snow all over the place. There's no outdoor dining right now in L.A., is there?
No, the cafes are pretty quiet right now. We usually take, as I mentioned, my dog, we usually take her to a great cafe called Lazy Dog Cafe, where it's an outside diner, outside cafe, and your dogs can go on the little stools that they have for them and everything. They bring out their meals and the little plates and the little bowls and everything. But, you know, it's too cold. Even Callie's got her Notre Dame sweatshirt, but you know, I don't want to be made fun of either, you know, wearing a Notre Dame sweatshirt after that shellacking.
Yeah, you would be better off to just scribble
it. She's got a Notre Dame sweatshirt with the hoodie. She looks adorable. But you think I want to be teased walking around my phony neighborhood? Hey, you got you bums. I mean, you got killed. And then we had the traitor who almost left us. Do you really think he thinks we're stupid and he didn't want to just get more money? So they sold the Vatican painting and he got more money. What do you want?
Exactly. Always fun to chat with you, Annie. Bundle up there. I'll send you a scarf.
Oh, send me a scarf. Yeah, Missy, send me a scarf.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, keep warm. All right, so you heard what Annie said at the Gold Globes. What happened for so many of the actors? They're not used to that, so they had coats waiting for many of them. They had heavy coats and scarves just along the red carpet, throwing them over them, and then they'd take them off when they were walking in front of the camera. But the serious side of this is what I mentioned to her about the crops. And the farmers there are panicked because there are plenty of farmers in California. You think more inland, Sacramento area, for example. But even along the central coast of California, a place where I used to live called Santa Maria, California, great strawberries. And they've got other things that they grow there as well, lettuce, etc. And they're concerned, especially about the strawberries. I know I talked to somebody the other day about that, but they've got orange, they've got lemon crops. And with these temperatures that are dipping into the high 20s, early Sunday, it was in the 20s. You know, so far, so good. They're trying to cover everything they can. But if it continues to get lower, and it's supposed to be worse later this week, they're talking about frost damage, the high wind in the mountains. That's also hitting some of the significant crops, too. Not good news for Californians. In San Diego, the zookeepers there, they have probably one of the most famous zoos in the country. The zookeepers there had a ton of extra heat out because they were concerned about the animals and more shelter. They were trying to come up with makeshift things to protect the animals, whatever they could. And then in, you know, you think California, look at some of the other states around that are also getting hit. Arizona and Phoenix, this is a place where you never see this kind of temperatures in the 20s. And on Saturday, at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, they measured it 25 degrees. I mean, that is a cold snap there. People go to Arizona, and it's getting close here to spring training. People go to Arizona to escape cold temperatures, but it's nowhere to be found either there or in L.A. I mean, even the thing with the dogs, what's happened, so many of them have come down with different conditions because they're not used to the same thing. All right, coming up in this hour of America tonight, we will talk some frivolous nonsense like Gold Globes because, you know, we do our cheap movie review, Zero Dark Thirty, top the weekend box office. Jennifer Lawrence, think Hungry Games, well, as I mentioned, wins for her role in Silver Linings Playbook, which I said was the movie of the year. I love that movie. Anne Hathaway nails it for Les Mis. If you want to go sit there for 3 hours and hear Anne Hathaway and Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe sing, not my cup of tea, but I know a lot of people like it. That also fetched some awards, too. But how about what happened with the Seahawks? How about what happened with Atlanta? How did the weekend fare? How did your scores hold up and nail the score? Plus, in all seriousness, big decisions to be made as to whether or not Sandy Hook Elementary even stands. Should it be torn down? We're talking about it next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Knocking down the school would be knocking down the memories of all of the children that went there.
Knock that school down and make it sacred ground, a memorial to all the people that were destroyed that day.
All right, the big debate rages on in Newtown, Connecticut, whether or not they should demolish that elementary school or keep the school going and honor the kids who were killed there. What do you think, America? 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Here's my thoughts. At first when I heard, well, let's demolish it, let's build a memorial on that property to honor the victims. And, you know, that way nobody goes back there. It just becomes a sacred place, a place where people can go and remember them. And, you know, I think you can do that in the school grounds. There's other things you could do. And certainly in Newtown, Connecticut, they'll do that. And there's something you can do there. But I think there's something valuable about the kids continuing to go to that school. You know, we're not going to let this destroy what good things have happened at this elementary school. It was horrible. The massacre was just undescribable. It's still sickening to think about it. It's ripped up the lives of so many people. But if the staff and the students return, I think it says something. You could maybe renovate the school, change a few things up. They did that at Columbine. That's what they did there. They removed certain things and, you know, where the actual killings happened and changed things a little bit. And maybe that's what they could do. There are two different proposals, and they're preparing for some big public hearings on what to do. And either what they're going to do is tear it down, apparently, or figure out a way to redesign that elementary school while still paying respects to the kids that were lost there. What a decision for parents and former students to try to decide what they're going to do. Because you think that guy, Adam Lanza, goes in, shoots his way into the building, you know, kills all those kids and the adults, too. So 26 people and himself commit suicide when the police are coming in. I mean, that's a tough decision. I think it's going to be split for a lot of people. And maybe it's too hard. Maybe this was such a shocking, horrific thing that the memories are too vivid for so many of the victims. And maybe for even some of the kids, it'll be difficult to go back there. Not former students who have good memories of the school, but kids that are going there now. Maybe it's too disturbing, especially how the people of Newtown, Connecticut have gotten so much attention, have gotten, you know, remember they sent snowflakes to the town. The town is buried, and it's like an avalanche, an outpouring of people sending stuffed animals, money, anything you can imagine. They had to hire a bunch of people just to sort through the thousands and thousands and thousands of packages that come in. And maybe there is something to the elementary school being too disturbing to see it and to have to go by there. And maybe there are some people who don't want to send their kids back there, and the kids feel funny going back into the building. I'm sure they had a similar debate. I'm going to bet they had a similar debate about Columbine High School, because you remember 12 kids were killed there. A teacher was killed there. It did reopen a couple of months afterwards. But what they did was they took out the library, because that's where most of the people died, and they put in an atrium instead. In Norway, you know, we have my pal Saul Album on, the financial guru for America Tonight, and he talked about this. In Norway, on that island where 69 people died and half of them were teenagers going to a summer camp, they were killed. Remember back in 2011, they're doing a remodeling there. You know, talking about the main building, the cafeteria, is where most of those people died. They just are tearing it down. In Virginia Tech, they converted a classroom building where a student gunman killed 30 people. That was back in 2007. And they made that a violence prevention center and a peace studies area. So there is something to remodeling, tearing down. Usually what happens is something is torn down. There's even another one, and we talked about this, I know, here on America Tonight. And this was a shocking one. In Amish country in Pennsylvania, they tore down that West Nickel Mines Amish school. They built a new school a few hundred yards away because, remember, there was a guy that went in and killed five girls there. So what does Newtown decide what to do? For now, the kids that went to Sandy Hook Elementary are going to another school that was renovated for them about 7 miles away in a different town. They're having these community meetings now to try to figure out. They're even having private gatherings and that kind of stuff with the victims' families, because they're really reaching out to them first to talk about the school's future, what they're going to do. And they hope to know by March, what's the plan? Do we renovate? Do we tear down? Do we renovate? Do we tear down? They want to be able to bring the students back to Newtown, but it may be in a completely different building. If they wanted to do that, because they've gotten so many donations, maybe that's the way to go, to take those donations and use that to help build it anyway. But for me, I think, for my money, I think what they should do is what all these other places did. Set up something to remember the kids, whatever it is, some special place, get rid of that classroom, get rid of that area where most of them were killed, and put something else in place of it. However, there is a little bit of a difference in what went on at the elementary school as opposed to some of these other places, which, of course, terrible things. But one's a college, one's a high school, one's an island summer retreat area. And now we're talking about an elementary school in a very, very small town where from any direction you can run into the elementary school. And if it's that powerful, I think if the victims' families say it's that evil to them and that uncomfortable to them, then the decision is probably made that it needs to go. We need to just get rid of it because it's too uncomfortable for the people here. And this is the people's nerves and their emotions are completely raw. But this is what they're talking about. I always say on America Tonight, we talk about the buzz in the backyard. The buzz in that backyard is over the overwhelming response with all of the donations of every single thing you can possibly imagine, how they can barely deal with it, which is exciting in one way and becomes a dilemma in another way. And this, what do you do to never forget the people that were killed, but yet at the same time continued to move forward for the other kids who were the same age or younger or a few years older because it was their school too? What about the other teachers? The whole thing. How do you bring the people together, still recognize the victims, still help their family get through, but yet you can continue to put your foot forward and teach the kids that we have to go on, we have to do that, we can't wallow in this, your kids, we have to get you back to school, we want to remember them, but we also don't want to have our lives displaced because of it. I'm going to bet it's going to be pretty close as to what most of the people think. I think it's going to be split. In the end, I think they're going to decide not to demolish it. I could be wrong, because this was pretty tough. Could be wrong. What do you say? You can flip me an email, americatonight.net. Click on contact and let your thoughts flow. Or you can jingle these numbers. I threw them out before. I'll do it again. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So we're going to continue to talk about that and then plus hit some of the odds and ends on the weekend. We've mentioned the weather in California and how there was some focus there because of the unusual temperatures. We mentioned the buzz in the backyard weighing the fate of Sandy Hook Elementary after the horrible massacre and trying to figure out what is the best course for moving forward. You know, that hasn't even been a month yet. It's just shy of a month of what happened there. It seems as though more time has gone on, but it hasn't. This was right before Christmas. It hasn't even been a month. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in the nooks and crannies, especially in California, because we really feel for you. We know you're freezing. Maybe we're going to have to send some coats and some scarves. Big sissies. The buzzword in the country is guns. To own guns and have permits for guns, or to control the flow of guns and to eliminate assault weapons seems to be mostly what's talked about in the possible proposal after this task force out of Washington that Joe Biden is heading up and then coming up with these findings, and we'll hear this week. That's going to be one of the big stories on Tuesday. What's the proposal going to be, and what's going to happen, and what's Congress going to take up? So what's interesting is in the nooks and crannies that I just shouted out to, there is no limit to the response, the opinions. You can go to any barbershop, any restaurant, any place where you hang, and people are talking about this. Over the weekend, there was a big, there's lots of gun sales, but there was a gun sale that ended up jamming up traffic for quite some time. Hundreds of people basically rushed a gun store because they wanted to buy a semi-automatic weapon. And this is a controversial gun sale, to say the least. It happened on the Berlin Turnpike, in Newington before 9 in the morning over the weekend, Saturday. People stood in line outside a place called Hoffman's Gun Center, an indoor shooting range, because this is the reason why it caused a traffic jam. They were only selling 100 of the Smith & Wesson M&P 15 sport value packs, is what they call them, and that had all the people out there trying to get it. They had a big advertisement for it, a huge advertisement for it. They were talking about how many rounds of ammunition you could get, for how much. So police had to come in, it was that bad, and direct traffic because the gun buyers were lining up, causing a lot of problems, you know, early on. And this is the similar weapon that Lanza used, and what we were just talking about, Sandy Hook Elementary School last month, killing the 20 kids and the 6 adults before he took his own life. So I think there's a concern that these weapons could be illegal soon, and then it's created a buying frenzy so that some people will stock up on the mags and the ammunition because they fear that there's going to be, you know, maybe there's a new assault weapons ban and they're not going to be able to do that. And we're talking about Newington, Connecticut, by the way, where people traveled from all over the place to try to take advantage of it, especially in the state, worried that, okay, this is it. I got to get this. If I don't get this, then I'm going to be out of luck because, you know, how am I going to be able to find it once there's a ban and hopefully it's grandfathered in? And so there has been a run on guns. A lot of permits have been, a lot of filings for permits are up through the roof, and this has created a massive desire to get a gun too for a lot of people, depending on where they live. And even some people are some gun shops are reporting that they're seeing more women come in, more women mom types, as they're being described, that are coming in looking for guns, looking to sign up for concealed and carry in some places to do what they have to do to get the permit and then to go from there. Also, besides the people lining up to get the assault-like weapon, there was a showdown at a gun show in New York, at a firearms show. Thousands of gun rights advocates and gun control supporters were dueling. It's like the abortion issue or gay marriage. Huge people at Saratoga Springs over the weekend. I mean, waving flags and holding placards that said different things and, you know, screaming different things across the street at each other. And you know, they even talked about the possibility of canceling the gun show because of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. But I don't think they should. This is that same thing where if this was going to happen, you have it. They didn't expect this demonstration. There would not have been a demonstration if that hadn't happened in Newtown, Connecticut. So this is what people are talking about. And this comes on the heels, topping our odds and ends. This comes on the heels of what should they do? What should they do with the school? What should they do with Sandy Hook Elementary? Do they demolish it, get rid of it because it's just evil to people? They can't look at it. They don't want their kids to go there anymore. Or do they just redesign the place? And because Newtown, Connecticut has really become the impetus now that has fueled the fire for the national gun debate, the conversation like we have never, ever had it before. You're going to continue to see things like what we saw over the weekend at Saratoga Springs. People lining up on all sides. Give us liberty. Don't take our guns. How can you take our guns? Don't take our rights away. Don't trample on the Second Amendment. Or guns kill. That kind of stuff. Angels cut out. Wooden angels the cutouts of the shooting victims lined up and people giving them names. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, just the tip of the iceberg. Trust me on this. So the White House reportedly is considering some serious gun control measures, even beyond assault weapons. People might be lining up when there's a sale on a certain kind of assault weapons in one of these stores in Connecticut, but the White House is supposedly going to push for much more than that. Then you got the gun dealers who are going to challenge what the reporting is, what's the requirement. You know, my thing is, and I say this again and again and again and again, and many of you who are gun owners say the same thing. How about some responsible gun ownership? You cannot own a gun. I think you can't own a gun if you're not prepared to do what you have to do. I mean, if it is about defending yourself, and this is, you know, my property, my house, you have to know how to use it. The worst stories, I think, of all of this is when somebody has a gun and it gets turned on them because they have no clue how to use it. They get it, they stuff it in a drawer somewhere, or they get it and they're afraid to do what they have to do. It's not so easy. You talk to cops who have shot people, who have killed people, and they don't. It's not a cavalier thing. It's not like the movies, and I think so many people think it is like a movie. So this is the one thing, this is the one area that's not talked about enough. To me, it's one of the keys to the whole gun deal. Keys to it. And listen, a good record system? Trying to come up with a way to keep better records? So here's the thing. How do you do that? I mean, the worst thing to me was the crazy thing that we saw with the weapons that we just basically let walk out. In the idea, the hopes, you know, the Fast and Furious, not to ignite that argument again, but to go after the supposed drug cartels, that was the worst. So now, what we're talking about is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, I only say that once, imposed about a year ago on gun sellers, maybe it was before that, in states like Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, this requirement that the sellers report to the ATF when anyone buys within a 5-day period two or more semi-automatic weapons capable of accepting a detachable mag with a caliber greater than a .22. They say the reason they need it is same thing like, oh yeah, Fast and Furious. In a different way, they need it because they say they need to stop the flow of guns to the Mexican drug cartels. So that's what's part of tackling the whole gun thing. That's what part of this is tracking guns, limiting ammunition. That's some of the ideas that have been suggested at this point. Is it a slippery slope? Is it, okay, so we don't let you buy that many bullets, and eventually we're going to have all the bullets. This is what some people believe could happen. But to me, the biggest thing is it's stupid to go backwards and take away rights, and that's a zero-sum game. And I think that the war is on. The war is on. Whether we're talking about trade groups that are arguing that what I just mentioned, that the agency didn't have the legal authority to issue a requirement, and even if they did, the decision to impose it on the retailer in the border states that I just mentioned, California, Texas, etc., New Mexico, was so arbitrary. And we're going to see challenges in every aspect of this all over the place. I mean, the great gun debate is on, and gun owners are worried. They're worried that the new laws even are going to hurt the ability to stop criminals. You can weigh in on that. You can weigh in on Sandy Hook Elementary as well, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to the B-side.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
This hour of America Tonight, Jack from Down Under says, why would the drug cartels buy civilian semi-auto AR clones costing from the U.S. when you can get a full auto made in Pakistan for 300? ARs are selling from 1,500. Cha-ching, good point. 300 or 1,500? Flu shots. Got to throw this in. I was at the Walgreens pharmacy the other day, and they were in a panic because so many people were there. They had run out of flu shots. So there is a scramble for shots. You know, that late to the game, I want protection from the miserable flu. Pal of mine, George, in New Hampshire, got the flu, and he said it was the worst experience of his life. The worst. He said he was down for the count, and he eats healthy, and he's in good shape, and he said there was nothing he could do. He called me to tell me, get a flu shot. So they're saying that there is some flu vaccine available. It's not too late, but you got to call around and find a clinic with shots on the shelf. And I did a thing last week on, should you even get a flu shot? You know, there are people that question the whole flu shot thing. Do you really need it? And you go back a few years, remember the whole swine flu thing? And, you know, it takes 2 weeks, by the way, for full protection to kick in anyway. So if you're getting a vaccination, are you going to really get that full-on protection? And how about if you don't get vaccinated, can you get sick? Well, the flu vaccine is never 100% effective anyway, is it? Is anything 100% effective? And probably it protects people who are younger than older. So you decide to get a flu shot or not. I've said this before. I have never gotten a flu shot. Let's go out to John in New York. Hello, John.
Hello.
What do you think? Flu shot? What's the deal on the flu shots?
Well, it's all right if you want to get sick. I mean, the problem with the flu shot, I guess vaccinations used to be a good idea, but they contain all kinds of contaminants that do make people sick. Aside from mercury, which has been proven to cause autism, aborted fetal cell tissues, DNA, retroviruses, heavy metals, they're making people sick, and they're mandated if you're a child, you can't even go to school without the flu shot. Even if you're sick to, eggs and have an allergy in New Jersey, you can't go to school, and you can't get a flu shot if you're allergic to eggs.
Yeah, you know what? There was a kid who had a problem with that. A couple of kids have had a problem with that, and the schools are saying, sorry, you got to do it, and there's been a big dilemma for a lot of parents, and you make a good point. Thanks for the call, John. Jenny McCarthy, your point on the kids have to be vaccinated. Jenny McCarthy has a son who is autistic, and I can remember reading some stories about her trying to prove and showing that she had doctors that would tell you why, you know, this vaccinating process could be responsible for some of the problems autistic kids are having and even lead to that. They're still trying to prove that. And at first people try to, you know, poo-poo that away because that's the whole idea. When you go up against conventional medicine, they're going to try to shut you down anyway, as we know. But there has been problems with mercury. And to John's point, the whole thing with the eggs, there are a couple of people, I know in New York they've been talking about that, but there are probably more than a couple, but a couple of high-profile cases are starting to emerge where the parents are saying, you know, we're just going to sue you because my kid cannot take that vaccination. You're saying they cannot go back to school if they don't have the vaccination, but do you understand what we're saying? This is deadly for them because of their allergies. The vaccination process, it used to be that you just had no choice. I grew up in New Jersey, and I still carry one of the wounds somewhere on my arm from being vaccinated. It was a giant, I can't even remember what it was for. Not the flu, it was for something else, but anyway, it was a giant vaccination. And I still carry that around with me. So the debate rages, but if you do want to get a flu shot, good luck trying to find a place anyway. Like I said, calling around the clinics, and it's one of these things where people either swear by it, like my pal George saying, hey, I never used to get one. I'm telling you, go get one because I've never felt anything like this in my life. Then there's other people who say, oh, do not go and get one. Do not, do not, do not. Whether you got a flu shot, didn't get a flu shot, maybe you were watching some of what went down in the NFL this past weekend. Wow, the games, for the most part, did not disappoint. I mean, there was a couple of blowouts. Each day had a blowout. But there were a couple of really, really exciting games. Seattle and Atlanta was one of them. I watched that game today, and I was really pulling for Seattle. I was really hoping they were gonna do it. I guess I didn't really have a dog in this one, so did I care Atlanta or Seattle really? But I don't know. Maybe because Atlanta is the constant bridesmaid, and Seattle, I like some of the players on Seattle, so I kind of started to pull for them. And Seattle puts up 21 points in the fourth quarter. But this is what you don't know. Two goose eggs heading into the locker room to the 20 points that Atlanta had put up. 20 zip. They roar back with 7 points in the third quarter, but Atlanta got a touchdown, too. In the fourth quarter, though, they turn it on 21 points. It ends up 30-28. The glue of the show, Matt Johnson, I'm sure, I know, in fact, you were watching these games. Were you, was that just the wildest roller coaster to be on? And then Pete Carroll ices the Atlanta kicker. If he hadn't done that, he misses, they win the game.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge Pete Carroll fan, so I like the Seahawks, the team. I hate their coach. So I was kind of happy the way it turned out because it ended up being the coach's fault the team lost. And I the icing the kicker thing just annoys me so much.
Me too.
Because it's such a bad move. You're giving the kicker a chance
to... A mulligan.
Yeah. You're basically letting him start over. And I don't know what the numbers are on it, but just my experience from watching, it seems like every time you ice the kicker, it backfires more than it doesn't. You know? And I never got that rule. That we had a Vikings coach, Brad Childress, who would always do it, and I'd be screaming at the TV not to do it. And so I just think if you're an NFL head coach, don't ice the kicker. You're giving the kicker a shot to practice the kick. You're giving him the time to go through the motions, mentally prepare again. I think it's a bad move. But the games itself, themselves, I think in all four of the games, you had awesome moments, you know.
Packers, it was a great weekend.
The Packers Niners game and then the Houston Patriots game. That was like the first half where they were kind of going back and forth. Then second half they got a little, you know, blown out. But in the Ravens Broncos game, the ending of that game and then the ending of the
incredible
the Seahawks Falcons game. Those games were amazing playoff games. Just up and down, you know, emotions going all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, if you were a Ravens fan, you thought they blew it, and then here it is, Peyton Manning, boom, interception. Next thing you know, double overtime, Baltimore winning at 38-35. As Matt said, that was one of the best games. You saw Joe Flacco in his head is just kind of hang-dogged because they didn't think they were, I shouldn't say didn't think they were going to pull it out, but it really looked like Denver was going to win this in the second overtime, and it doesn't happen. And then you had the other two games where it was a little bit more nip and tuck in the first half, and then you know San Francisco starts to run away with it, beating Green Bay, and New England, which was the last game of the weekend on Sunday because the Green Bay San Francisco game was the Saturday game, and New England just pounds the Texans in the second half. And here's the key thing. By my calculations, and I have checked twice, we have a board that goes over the scores. Nobody nailed the score. Oh, so close, but nobody nailed the score. Better luck next time. We'll be doing it again this week. To remember, our Wednesday into Thursday show, third hour, you could nail the score and be a big winner here on America Tonight.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.